Happy New Year. It's 2009. This is Lee Miltier, and welcome to Millionaire Smarts. I am delighted to invite you this month to focus on focus. We're going to focus on prosperity. I am the first to admit to you that clearly our world has suffered an economic downturn. Now, this is an opportunity for every person who is part of this Millionaire Smarts program to be smarter. We can learn from what has happened in the past. And right now, what we have to do is focus our mental, physical, emotional, spiritual, and financial energies in more intelligent ways. This program is about your mindset, because your mindset determines how successful you are in your relationships. It determines how successful you are in your career, in your profession, in every part of your life. We are self-fulfilling prophecies. What you think about yourself, what you think about your future tends to come true, because what you focus on always expands. I am sad that our whole media system has such an agenda, and their agenda has been to stab the economy in the heart with all their negative information. They constantly focus on everything that is wrong. The media has totally gone into denial about any companies that are succeeding, any people who are succeeding, people who are innovative, people who are creative. And what has happened is that we have suffered such a downturn in our expectations and our optimism in the world. And many people don't think that this is just a phase. But if you will look at history, everything is a phase. That what goes down must come up, what goes up must go down. Everything is a phase in life. And so our focus this month is going to be on prosperity, because what you focus on expands. And this is a new year, and you're setting your goals, and everybody needs to constantly recalibrate their focus in life so that they focus on what they want to achieve, that they don't come from a fear base in life. Now, the definition of fear is fantasized experiences appearing real. And right now, people are afraid. And this is a terrible place to be. You cannot achieve prosperity in a fearful state. Because when you're afraid, you shrink, you pull back, you pull in your energy. And when you focus on prosperity, that means reinvent, recalibrate, set goals. And I encourage you right now to take back your power from external reality, to go inside of yourself. Look at yourself in the mirror and know you've always landed on your feet. You will always land on your feet. You have to have an attitude that no matter what is happening in the external world, that you have the power to create your own reality in a way that you will be prosperous, that you will succeed, that life will be what you decide to create. We have mental, physical, emotional, financial energy. We have spiritual energy. And you have 1,440 minutes per day, 168 hours per week. And that you must take back your power. You must give yourself permission not to fall prey to the negativity that is on the outside world. This is an incredible opportunity time. It's a time to reinvent your life, to look at what works and to give that more power and more energy. Look at what is no longer working. Eliminate that from your life. That is what life is about. Life is about deciding to take charge of your energy and to evaluate what works, what doesn't work, and then focus your energy on those things that are profit-making. Focus on those things that enhance your relationships. Focus on those things that enhance your ability to be successful in the world, whatever you do in life. It is a time to be very careful about who you pay attention to. It is a time to listen to your intuition. It is a time to have great discernment. It is also a time to understand that you have two types of energy. You have laser beam energy, and you have shotgun energy. And since we're talking about abundance and manifesting and focus, let me share with you how it's important that you pay attention to your energy. For example, the people who succeed in the world are very, very careful about how they use their life energy. Once they have decided and mapped out exactly what they want to create, they laser beam their energy towards that. They don't allow people to distract them. They don't try to be all things to all people. They literally have boundaries around them. They don't let people interrupt them. They understand they only have so much energy per day, and they focus their energy towards what they want. They think about what they want. They talk to people about what they want. They seek out information about what they want and how to get there. Now, people who laser beam their energy are the ones who tend to be great manifestors because they have great focus, and what you focus on always expands. People who shotgun their energy are people who are easily distracted by shiny objects, I call them. People who shotgun their energy, they allow their energy to be very scattered. They work on a project for a little while, and then they drop that project and start a different project. They're easily influenced by a lot of other people. They jump from project to project. They jump from focus to focus. And they never, ever manifest very big because they never stick to the topic or the subject or the project or the work long enough for them to manifest real concrete results. I think what has happened in the world right now is that no matter where you go, whether it's the grocery store or the water cooler or any radio, television, newspapers, magazines, the focus has been on what's wrong. You have got to pull yourself out of this. You have got to understand that if you want to create prosperity in your life, you've got to focus on what works for you. Now, I want to give you a little definition about defining wealth, because wealth is not just about money. Creating wealth is about being at peace of mind. It is about feeling fulfilled in what you do. It is about enjoying and appreciating your life, your family, your career, your profession, your business. I think right now is a great time for you to put down the radio and the television and the negative news and to take charge of the caliber of information that goes into your brain and pick up some of your prosperity books. And there's a lot of great prosperity books in the world. One of the greatest authors on prosperity is Catherine Ponder. She's written a number of successful books on prosperity. One of the quotes that I have, which is up in my office, is this: prosperity is more than money, wealth, and financial security. It is the way you live your life and the way you focus your life energy. It is the balance of what you can and cannot control. It is loving yourself and others. It is counting your blessings. It is enjoying who and what you currently are right now. So, right now, in spite of reality on the outside world, you've got to start developing and focusing in on your prosperity consciousness, because once you do that, it'll give you more self-confidence, self-trust, and self-esteem. Now, the definition of the word prosper is this: to flourish, succeed, and thrive, to experience favorable results to get what you want out of life. Another great author, Ralph Waldo Emerson, described prosperity as the law of compensation, whereby like attracts like, and what you radiate out in your thoughts, your feelings, your mental pictures and words, you also attract into your life. So, I think a lot of you have been exposed to The Secret, which I always laugh about when I hear, because this is something that's been taught for hundreds of years in all great philosophy. The secret is, it's physics. What you focus on expands. If you focus on what's good in your life, you attract more of what's good in your life. If you focus on what is negative, you attract on what's negative. For example, I'm sure you've noticed negative people. They like to and tend to hang around with other negative people. They like to be around people like themselves. They like to sit around and bitch and moan and complain and whine and think about how terrible things are. And if you'll also notice those people, they don't get a lot of breaks in life. And when they do get those breaks, they blow them. Now,